goes astray, and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
When Love Goes Astray, Stephen Foggia. You hear that song, you know it's noon on Friday and time for the Divorce Hour with me, Larry Blum. Continuing in Love February, we're going to talk about networking today. And why would networking be love? Well, first of all, if you saw how beautiful my guest was, you would know that we should be on TV and we shouldn't just be on radio. But besides that, I love networking. It is because of networking that I have this show, and we will go into it in a little bit because Lisa, my guest, just asked me how I got involved in this, and it was through networking. But first, let me introduce my guest, Lisa Skye, an assistant director of BNI, and well, we'll start with that. Tell us, hello, Lisa.
Hello, Larry.
Nice of you to come. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
What is BNI?
BNI stands for Business Network International because it's an international networking organization. It's in 45 different countries all around the world. It's an organization that's made up of professionals who are from all different industries, and the premise is that people from all different types of industries can come together. You don't recognize maybe initially how people could have synergy in being able to help each other to build their businesses, but ultimately the structure and format of the BNI meetings lends itself to helping professionals to understand that no matter what industry you're in, ultimately you can help each other to grow your businesses. There's a very simple philosophy that BNI members all around the world, adhere to and sort of take on as their own, which is it's two words. It's givers gain, which, is a very simple way of saying if I focus on giving to you and how I can grow your business, ultimately that'll come back to me. So what goes around comes around.
That was exactly what I was about to say. Mm-hmm. Or as we say in my chapter, we are farmers, not hunters.
Yes.
And if anyone knows me or knows me professionally, I am certainly a hunter in my professional life. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to farm at BNI.
And your clients appreciate that too, I'm sure.
Yes, they do. I hope so. Lisa, BNI isn't your source of income. Is
it's
it?
Not.
Is that your, well, certainly not
it's
your
not.
Prime source of
I can
income.
Take a couple nice vacations a year okay. because of BNI. But besides that, I can, do some laundry and things like that.
Okay, but you got involved in BNI because you were doing something else.
Well, I did. I got involved with BNI actually 4 years ago because I was in the mortgage world. And when I got involved in the mortgage business, I knew that I wanted to obviously up the number of clients that I had because I wanted to make more money. And I thought to myself, I know I don't want to make cold calls. Kill me now if I have to do that. God love all of you people out there who make cold calls. I respect you and don't ever care to do that.
I can understand that too.
Yes.
And so, what are you doing now?
So I was going to say, so I got into BNI because of the mortgage business, and I ultimately wanted to get together with people who'd be able to help me to grow that business, and I discovered BNI that way. And ironically, I now am working with a company because a year ago, I said, I no longer want to be in the mortgage business. I went into my BNI chapter meeting and said, I'm giving up the mortgage seat in my chapter. Don't know what I'm going to do next. And that day, the guest of a guest, the founder of this company called WeWork, and you can go to WeWork.com to learn more, we're basically creating shared office space communities in buildings. And I'm a managing member with the company.
Okay, great. And I assume that BNI is working for you, which is why you're still a member.
100%.
And I have found even in my chapter that there are people who started in one profession and didn't give up. They gave up their seat for that item and then they moved to something else.
Sure. I say that to members all the time. I say, it's the natural inclination sometimes of members is because I'm starting to feel uncertain in my career, I'm going to pull out of the chapter because, what sets BNI apart from other networking organizations is that there's only one professional per industry per chapter. So people feel, I'm leaving this industry, I'm going to have to leave the chapter because I'm giving up the seat. But actually, I say, if you're in a chapter of, say, 20 members, and each person knows 1,000 people at least in their database, that's 20,000 opportunities, you know, that are literally at my fingertips. So instead of pulling away from the chapter, people should lean into the chapter and say, how can someone help me to make a transition?
And the beauty of this particular networking organization is that we foster relationships.
Sure.
And I know in my line of work, I'm in a trust industry.
Mm-hmm.
So my first year in BNI, I got nothing.
Yeah.
But I had fun. I mean, it was an opportunity for me to perform. I had an audience
sure.
of 20 every week. So I got to do my shtick, and I pride myself on having the funniest BNI commercial in the city of New York.
Sure.
No, it does take a while, and you form relationships, and some of the people in my BNI chapter are now my closest friends.
Sure.
So it's a lot of fun.
Well, it takes time. You know, I mean, I don't know. And again, I don't know how many people out there listening can think to themselves, God, I have a lot of great friends in my life. And some of them, I don't even know if I really know what they do for a living. And so it takes time. And sometimes hearing a few times over and over again and actually asking your loved ones or people, you know, that you're involved with on a weekly basis, like in our meetings, tell me what you do again. Tell me how I could help to grow your business. It takes time not only to build the trust, but actually to learn.
That's true, too.
You know?
That is true, too. Let me answer the question you asked me before we went on the air.
Yeah.
The founder of TalkingAlternative.com was, before he was a radio magnate, if you will, was an acupuncturist.
Okay.
And he was a member of my chapter. He had me come in one day. You know, I sung his praises because I was the biggest skeptic in the world of acupuncture.
Right.
And he made me whole.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other way to put it. He literally cured a broken bone within minutes.
Made you whole by poking holes?
Oh, man, we'll talk about that. But he had me come in, and I wrote his prenup for his second marriage. Okay. So he loved me. And he, you know, come in, talk about divorce prevention. And I did 3 shows as a guest talking about divorce prevention.
Mm-hmm.
Then I came in, and he offered me this gig. And I said, you know what? It's a lot of fun. I like doing this. This is my favorite hobby. We will come back in a minute with Lisa Sky. We're going to talk about networking some more. If you want to call us, 877-480-4120. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom here at TalkingAlternative.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind over matter, health and fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind over matter, health and fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
I'm Sexy, Rod Stewart, one of my favorite divorce type songs. We are here today with Lisa Sky here at the Divorce Hour, and we're talking about networking. And I was explaining how I found this show, and Giorgio, who founded the network, sold to Sam, who has the Conscious Consultant Hour immediately before my show, and makes me sound good here. Is also a BNI member. I don't know if he found Giorgio through it. Okay. And we're here. We're talking about networking. Now, you said something interesting before. You said there's only one person per profession. What do you mean by that?
I mean that in every chapter, you know, around the world, as I mentioned, 125,000 different members, you know, in BNI, and here in Manhattan, you can go to ManhattanBNI.com to get more information. There's over 1,000 members. There are 48 different chapters. The average chapter size is about 20 members. The core is typically made up of real estate brokers, mortgage brokers, life insurance brokers,
financial advisors.
And financial advisors. There we go. Those four. The firm, financial, insurance, real estate, and mortgage, as we call it. Those four are the most coveted seats. And there's only one professional per industry allowed, meaning that you
as a member.
As a member in each particular chapter, precisely. Meaning that there's also going to be chiropractors, dentists, acupuncturists, massage therapists, web designers, architects, interior designers,
divorce lawyers,
movers, etc. So all of these professionals.
And it's great because I now have a built-in support system.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for instance, I have a client. She wants to buy her husband out of the house. Who do I call? The mortgage guy.
Of course.
So the mortgage guy's thrilled.
Sure.
You know, I have somebody else who's moving out of their house. Call the mover.
Sure.
Go to the residential real estate guy.
Sure. It's one of the things that, you know, as a director that I say to people all the time, you become not only their divorce attorney or their mortgage broker or whatever it is that you do professionally, but you become an asset to your clients because now you're their source for curing back pain, moving your belongings, setting up insurance plans to, you know, support your newborn children and new family that you're
forming. Incredible. It really is.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Now, you told me before that your own chapter, because you're not only are you an assistant director, you're in a chapter yourself, correct?
I'm president of a chapter that I started 2 years ago.
You're the president and you're an assistant director?
Yes.
Whoa, that's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, but it comes very naturally to me. I love it. I love it. As any, you know, business owner out there knows, if you love what you do, it's, do you really work a day in your life? Right?
Well,
I don't know. You know,
I'll
what I mean.
Tell you, I work.
There are days it feels
there are
like
days
work.
When I'm on trial, I know I'm working. I don't feel like this is work.
Sure.
Doing the radio show.
This is fun.
And this is, you know, this is my pleasure.
Sure.
This is what I do for fun.
Sure.
Interesting. We had our seat for the financial advisor, which I think is probably the most coveted spot, mm-hmm. open up.
Mm-hmm.
And we had literally six financial advisors in my chapter vying for that seat yesterday, including the former, former financial advisor who left when he was called to the Naval Reserves to go to Iraq.
He wanted to come back.
He wanted to come back. So,
because it was a viable source of business for him.
It's great.
Sure. And like you said, it takes time. But, you know, most BNI members will tell you who've been, you know, in it for years and years. It's, you know, day number 366, you know, three of your first year. You know, it's the first day of your second year of membership that you close that big deal. And, you know, you're the insurance broker and the little massage therapist refers you like her next door neighbor. And it's like the biggest deal of your life. And you initially thought, how the heck is this massage therapist going to be able to refer me business?
You know, it's amazing because the hairstylist and the massage therapist, you know, they gotcha. And you talk to them. And you say everything that you need to say. And they say, oh, I have somebody who can help you with that.
Sure.
Larry does divorces.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're with people who are chit-chatting all day long. Right. People say a hairstylist. You got to say, you know, especially here in New York City, people paying $300 for a haircut. Those people have a little bit of money. I'd like to take part in that.
That's right. I would. Hey. You know, Manhattan has the very poor and has the very rich.
Yeah.
And as long as we can keep finding the very rich, we can stay in business.
Sure. Sure.
So the reason that I wanted to do a networking show on the Divorce Hour is because, all right, I'm going to say it. My wife's lawyer has accused me of tanking my business.
Oh, my.
Yes. Okay. And the truth is, what I do for a living is akin to, actually it is, elective surgery. You know?
How so?
We're cutting off that ugly growth that is attached to us. And in a down economy, I'll live with the growth for another year.
Sure.
Truthfully, in my business, my income, 2008 was wonderful. The beginning of a recession is always great because people don't have enough money and they fight like cats and dogs.
Sure.
2009, I don't have any money. I can't afford to pay. I remember I was looking in an apartment to move out of my house to. And I looked in an apartment. I was very depressed. It was on the Upper East Side. It was very small. And I'm talking to one of the other people who's looking because we found it on Craigslist. So there were 10 different prospective renters there at once.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, well, there are apartments in my building. And I said, oh, really? How much? She goes, $4,000 a month. And I said, for $4,000 a month, I'll live with my wife. That's really the way I felt. So I eventually found something else. But, you know, 2009 was terrible. 2010 was worse. Hopefully 2011 is better.
Right.
Now, I joined BNI. I'm usually able to figure this out because the president of my chapter's daughter was born the week I joined BNI.
Okay.
So she's 4.5. I've been in BNI for 4.5 years. That's the way I can measure.
Sure.
First year, absolutely nothing. Second year, couple of cases from members or members' significant others. The third year was now 2009-10, which was a little slow. But from 10 and 11, I got a good portion of my clientele through BNI referrals.
Mm-hmm.
And it's absolutely wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And I have developed the trust.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what I find is that I use BNI as performance. It allows my goal in life, my true desire is to do stand-up.
Really?
Yes. So, and and what I will give you an example of my 60-second spiel when we come back from break.
I love it.
I do a different, they tell you, and we're going to talk, they tell you how to, BNI tells you how to succeed, and we're going to talk about the membership success program. I think it's, that's what it stands for, MSP.
Mm-hmm.
And when we come back, this is the Divorce Hour. I'm here with Lisa Sky. If you want to call us, 877-480-4120. This is TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Eurythmics, Love is a Stranger. But soft, what light from yonder window breaks? It is the east, and Juliet is the sun. Arise, fair sun, and kill the envious moon. And if you have any envious moons that you would like to kill, so that you can have sunshine in your life again, then you should be calling a divorce attorney. That is what I do at the law offices of Lawrence H. Bloom, where we make people happy. That is an example of a 60-second commercial.
I love it.
My favorite one for listeners, loyal listeners of this song, the show, rather, I do the lyrics of the first verse of Love Stinks. And I did it at Chapter 7 as a guest, where they have 45 members. And when I got up to the Love Stinks part, everyone in the room did it. Love and it. I got a standing ovation when I was done.
Love it.
So, yes, I love doing them. And BNI is really very structured. And everyone in the room gets to speak twice. Sometimes more than twice, but twice. Once is the in my group, which is only about 20 people, we get 60 seconds. I know that in bigger chapters, they cut it down to 45 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really need that long. You know, the people talk about the elevator speech. I can do an elevator speech in, you know, 5 seconds. What do I do for a living? I bring smiles back to people's faces. I do divorce. I do. So,
yeah.
You know, I have an easy profession to talk about because people are usually interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, it's called the I have portion, okay, where you give referrals. And it's a very, very interesting thing. When the vice president talks, now Lisa is a president. I am a former vice president.
Mm-hmm.
Vice president in our group, I don't know if it's done in all the groups, we actually announce the receipts for the group.
Sure. Well, you track the productivity
and right.
performance.
And I know that in the last 12 months in my chapter, we brought in over $400,000 worth of business. I want everybody to hear that again. $400,000 worth of business.
In 4 months?
No, in 12 months.
Awesome.
That's pretty good, huh?
It's good.
Yeah. So I'm pretty excited about it. And that's why I'm willing to devote an hour, aside from the fact that I wanted an excuse to talk to Lisa for an hour, I also want to sing the praises of BNI. Now, if anybody has a question about BNI or wants to join, how would they reach you?
They can email me at lisa@manhattanbni.com.
That's easy.
It's very easy.
Very easy.
Yeah.
Okay. So, BNI just doesn't throw you to the wolves. When you join, what happens?
When you become a member of BNI, you attend. The first thing that we require is and as a reminder for everyone, or not a reminder, I guess, to let everyone know, you know, BNI is a weekly meeting. And when you spoke earlier about, you know, building trust and how that takes time, part of the way that BNI members do that is by showing up on a weekly basis. And the structure or sort of policies, I guess, do lend themselves to allowing members to miss 3 meetings and also, you know, sending substitutes for themselves every 6 months. So there is, you know, a level of accountability, though, that's there so that when members are referring business to one another, they can say, I can trust this person. They're reliable. They're dependable. They show up every week. They look presentable. They're, you know, on time. They're prepared.
They know what they're talking about.
They know what they're talking about. You know, it's one of the ancillary benefits of BNI, no question. New members come in all the time, and they don't know how to very succinctly describe who they are, what they do, how they provide value to their clients.
I watch some of the people of my group from when they start. I mean, I'm a longtime member at 4.5 years already.
Mm-hmm.
I was not the oldest one in my chapter when I started,
mm-hmm.
but I am the oldest one in my chapter now.
Don't tell me the oldest one died.
No, no.
Just checking.
No, he switched careers.
Okay, good.
He switched careers.
Never know.
Went to work for the city, actually.
We need a will, trust, and estate attorney, I guess, for that one. Sorry, bad
I guess
joke.
So.
Very
we had one. We had one. And we're looking for another one. So if there's a trust and estates attorney who wants to join our group,
I'll let you know.
Please let us know.
Sure.
So
back to your question.
Yes, thank you.
Member success program training is a very brief 2-hour training, jam-packed, full of information, though, that all new members in their first 60 days of membership need to attend. You know, it's required because they take away a lot of information and hot tips, as it were, about how to become a better and more successful member, how to give a good commercial, how to contribute to the members of the chapter, how to really, you know, be in full integrity and show up and maximize your membership ultimately. And at the end of the day, how to make more money, because
which
that's why we're all there.
Exactly.
Sure. Now, nope, I never make any bones about that. As much as, you know, my personal chapter, I get, you know, teased a little bit. I partner with another director and we start chapters. And, you know, sometimes people have referred to her as more like, you know, the hammer. And I'm more like the, you know, life is wonderful. Kumbaya, let's hold hands.
You're
and
the
all,
good
you know,
cop.
Like,
you're the good
I'm,
cop.
I'm like the, you know, den mom community builder. But the combination of the two of us and working together has really also reminded me that we're not just there to create a wonderful, loving, supportive, healthy, prosperous community of business professionals coming together to help each other. We're there to make money.
That's right.
Period.
You know, people could be the nicest people in the world. You could want to hang out with them all the time.
Sure.
But if you don't make money, you're not going to go to a weekly meeting.
Yeah, you're not going to go every week for 3 years, you know, to something that doesn't ultimately, you know, prove to be fruitful, you know,
and depending on how big your membership is,
mm-hmm.
you have an opportunity to give a longer presentation. In my group, it would be once every 20 weeks.
Sure.
So in your group, it would probably be...
Once a year.
Almost, you know, almost a little more than once a year.
Maybe more than once a year, yeah.
I was in another chapter recently where instead of doing a 12-minute, they had two different people do 6 minutes. I was surprised.
I know which chapter you're talking about.
Yeah. I was surprised. It was also interesting because that was a chapter. I call that the love chapter. Because I know there's a relationship within BNI, that particular chapter, I will tell you which one it is, that, or not on the air anyway,
right.
Where two of the members are a couple.
Okay.
They weren't a couple before they joined BNI.
Oh, how funny.
So, it's very...
I won't tell you who either, but I did end up dating someone when I first joined BNI also, someone who I met at the holiday party. We dated for a year.
And the holiday party, it must have 300-400 people at it, right?
Sure, yeah. See, business connections, love connections, you just never know.
You never know. And like you said, you don't know where your, for me, where the next big case is coming from.
Sure.
You're right. I have an acupuncturist. He, you know, why would an acupuncturist ever send me business?
Sure.
But... they got you. They're sticking needles in you. And, you know, when I was here, because it's in this very same room where I was a patient, and he's sticking hot needles in my foot, and I'm screaming like a little schoolgirl.
Right.
And I was. Could walk afterwards. I couldn't walk when I came in, so I was thrilled. But he's referred business to me. And whatever I've made through this show... is basically because of him, which is basically because of BNI.
Sure.
And it is incredible. How long has BNI been around?
25 years. It was founded in Southern California by Dr. Ivan Meisner, and he's printed 12, 13 different great books on networking now. Really great. Now, Manhattan BNI was founded about 12 years ago by two gentlemen who actually were members in Westchester and not here, and they were driving into New York City for their business after their Westchester meeting every day, or every week, rather, and they said to themselves at one point, why aren't we going to start, why doesn't Manhattan BNI exist? And they started it up. And here we are, 1,000-plus members, 48 chapters, you know, into existence 12 years later.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the people who join stay.
Sure.
We are going to talk more about networking, more about BNI when we come back from the break. I'm here with Lisa Sky. Give us a call, 877-480-4120. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom here at TalkingAlternative.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind Over Matter Health and Fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind Over Matter Health and Fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Know just where I stand. Another serenader and another long-haired band. Today I am your champion. I may have won your hearts, but I know the game. You'll forget my name, and I won't be here in another year if I don't stay on the charts.
I am the entertainer, Billy Joel. When Sam told me he was playing Billy Joel, for some reason I thought he was going to play Angry Young Man. Just shows to go, yeah. You know? Everything is strange. So, let's bring it back to divorce for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
I did not purposely tank my practice. But when you are so involved in your case, and look, I'm a divorce lawyer.
Sure.
I should know about divorce better than most divorce litigants. And I have a lawyer. I have a very good lawyer. Because I hate her so much that I want to, you know, can't see it straight forward. And like Lincoln said, you know, the man who hires himself as his own lawyer has a fool for a client. I did not want to be that fool. And I needed somebody who was unemotional, you know, about it. And I'm unemotional about everybody else's case, but I'm incredibly emotional about my divorce.
Of course.
But, like a good lawyer, I keep time records on my divorce. Because I want to know how much time I'm actually devoting to it.
Sure.
Right now, my divorce is the biggest case in my office.
Wow.
And obviously, I'm not making money. I'm spending money.
When did you file for divorce?
I moved out of the house February 1st, 2009. Mm-hmm. So we call that Independence Day.
Okay.
I filed for divorce sometime in October of 2009 because she wouldn't start. I wanted her to start. And finally, I just said, forget it. I can't wait. But because I have spent so much time and so much emotional energy on my own divorce, I haven't done the networking I'm supposed to do. I mean, you know, they keep me around because I do work in the chapter.
Mm-hmm.
I actually developed a new responsibility as one of the visitor hosts.
What are you doing?
I send emails to every guest. After the meeting, it's a show to me, but after the meeting, mm-hmm. and I follow up with people and, you know.
Good.
I like that.
It's a great way for you to stay in front of them also,
that's
though.
That's right.
And get your business, you know, a reminder of who you are and what you do.
Exactly. Look, my email address is larry@divorcebybloom.com.
Sure.
So, you know, it's thrown right there before they even open the email that I'm a divorce lawyer.
Yep.
So it's... it's great.
Yeah.
It's great. But I know the other people, you know, they're very self-absorbed while they're going through a divorce, as everyone who has heard the show, particularly Sam, who's heard it over and over again, it's all about me. And no, networking, that's the beauty of networking. It's not all about you.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about promoting the other 19 or 20 members in your chapter, or in your case, 40 members.
Sure.
And what's amazing is they're doing the same thing too.
Yeah.
And I know that, you know, my membership, because I consider it my chapter, my membership, you know, they listen for, oh, getting married, you need a prenup, getting divorced, separating, you're not getting along with your spouse. I got a guy.
Sure.
That's, you know, that's the favorite line. Yep. I got a guy.
Yep. Everybody needs a guy for something.
That's right. Or a girl. But, yep. You know.
Exactly. You're building a sales force for yourself, ultimately.
It is incredible. I know, just as an aside, with growing up, you know, my father never did anything around the house. And his philosophy was, there's a man for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Call the man.
Yep.
So.
Call the man.
Call the man.
That's hilarious.
Too. And, you know, when I became a homeowner, I tried my hand at electricity before I shocked myself a few times. Mm-hmm. I tried my hand at plumbing until the real plumber said, if he does it again, I'm doubling the price. So I stopped plumbing. And, you know, I did painting. I did a little carpentry because I didn't want to spend the money. I'm generally a cheap guy.
Right.
But the truth is, we have a contractor in our chapter.
Sure.
You know? Let him make the money.
Yep.
Okay? We had a trust and estates guy. Admittedly, I wrote my own will, but when I have a client who needs a will, I usually send them to him.
Yeah, it's not your area of expertise.
It's not my area of expertise.
Yeah.
So, there's not just the membership success program at the beginning. There are other trainings in BNI, aren't there?
Sure, absolutely. There's leadership training for, you know, every chapter has a president, vice president, secretary, treasurer, a membership committee, you know, very much like any company is set up, you know, with a CEO, CFO, HR department. You know, all of the chapters are set up that way so that, as I say, you know, like any good company, you don't hire the first person that you interview. There's an application process. When someone wants to become a member of a chapter, they have to submit an application. The membership committee reviews it.
Checks their references.
Et cetera. Yep. All the people in those leadership roles, and also visitor hosts, people who greet the people who come to the chapters every morning, all of those people can go to particular specific trainings, whether it's a leadership training, an advanced leadership training, a visitor host training. There's all sorts of
I learned
of
something.
Trainings.
I didn't know there was an advanced leadership training.
I'll be attending next month. Absolutely.
I don't know what that is, but
yeah. It's for people who are renewing their term. They've been, you know, president, vice president, secretary, treasurer for more than 1 year, and they're planning on renewing. They're going to fill another term, you know, serve another term.
Wow.
And so
in my chapter, we are admittedly, I'm the one who says it. Mm-hmm. There are term limits.
Yeah.
That was when I was vice president and didn't want to go more than a year.
There are mostly. We do suggest that you turn over the reins and give someone else an opportunity. But if someone's doing, you know, really great, you know, in that particular role, you can go to another training. So, you know, to go back to what you said, you know, I've never been married, so I've never been through a divorce. But of course, I've been in relationships, and you know, admittedly, even you know, 3 years ago, I was going through a relationship breakup, and you know, I took some time off. I took a few months off. I did some traveling, but a big part of the impetus for that was because I was going through a breakup or a divorce, so to speak. And one of the first things that I did after I came back from that break that I did take because of my relationship breakdown was to start another BNI chapter. I had started one 4 years ago, and then I took this break. I handed over the role of president, came back, and I started another chapter. It was the first thing that I did because,
wow.
Again, you know, when you're down and out, you know, about your relationship and you're picking up the pieces of your life and trying to put them back together, it's a really great thing to have this community or sales force, as we refer to it, of people, professionals from all different industries who are going to help you in your business.
And it is a community,
mm-hmm.
and it's not about you as a person. It's about you as a business person.
Exactly.
And the truth is, we all want to make money,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you don't want to have the, you know, a relationship breakdown be, you know, the cause of, you know, the demise of your business.
That's true.
It would be a double tragedy, you know, relationship breakdown, business breakdown.
Happens a lot.
And it happens a lot. Yeah.
You know, we divorce lawyers, I'm going to say this now. Hopefully my wife's lawyer is not listening. We have an acronym known as RAIDS, Rapidly Acquired Income Deficiency Disorder. Okay, I do not suffer from it. I suffer from a bad economy, which is why, hopefully, fingers crossed, things will get a little bit better.
Sure.
But I got to tell you, getting up, because it's a struggle to get up, going to a BNI meeting and getting those juices flowing is absolutely wonderful. You know, we're promoting each other's businesses. I'm getting the word out each week. We also have something called, I know they don't call them dance cards anymore. My chapter, we call them dance cards. They're one-on-one meetings. And we'll talk about that in our last segment. If you have any questions out there, please give Lisa and I a call. 877-480-4120. The truth is, I can sit and talk to Lisa all day, but I can't ask your question. So if you have a question, please call in. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom here at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
That might be as good a divorce song as Love Stinks. The Blues Brothers, Who's Making Love to Your Old Lady While You're Out Making Love. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom here today with Lisa Sky. Lisa, I know why they called them dance cards, because I remember what a dance card was. I'm a little older than you are. I remember what those things were. Now they call them one-on-one meetings. Essentially, what is the philosophy behind it and what do you do?
The theory is that you can't in a, you know, quick, you know, rapid pace moving, you know, networking meeting environment learn more thoroughly what someone does and how you could help them to promote their business and build their business. So if you schedule a one-to-one with someone when you meet them, you get together, essentially you're committing to have a coffee date, lunch date, something like that. Really, the best way to have a one-to-one is to go to someone's office or place of business, practice, whatever it is, and see what it would be like if you were referring a client to them. And then they can tell you, can sit down together. They tell you a little bit more about their business. You get an opportunity to talk more about your business, and you have a one-to-one.
You know, I've never done it that way. I always meet people, and we talk. I want to get to know them as an individual. I want them to know me as an individual.
Sure.
Just because I know it's the personal connection that tells so much about how you handle your business.
Sure. I think as a director, of course, here's my director, you know, voice coming in. I think that the best way that you can help someone, if the primary focus is to help people to ultimately close business and make money, you need to understand who they are as a business professional. So going to their place of business is going to help you to understand them on a business level. And then I would highly recommend that you schedule another one-to-one. You shouldn't be having only one one-to-one with the people in your chapter. In fact, generally the second or third one-to-one with someone is really where you start to have that better understanding of what someone does and how you can
work
for business.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like the first one to be, yeah, this is who I am, this is who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tell me about your family, tell me about your kids.
Sure.
I
do too. I mean, I'm a personal, you know, I'm a, you know, people person, as they say. I love to learn more about people, and oftentimes I do end up talking more about where are you from, how did you get into this business, instead of actually talking about the business.
Right.
But we can't forget
that was your first question to me today.
Sure.
How'd you start the show?
Sure. Yeah.
Now, I would be remiss because, again, the show is all about me. So I want to hear how a director does a 60-second commercial. Tell me about your business as if you were at a meeting doing a 60-second. You heard mine. You heard one of mine. I want to hear yours.
So my commercial for WeWork.
Right.
Yeah? Okay. So,
I hope I'm not putting you on the spot.
No, on the spot. Come on. I've been doing this a couple times here and there. I could do it. So my name is Lisa Skye. I'm a managing member at a company called WeWork, where we are creating beautiful, affordable, flexible office space communities in buildings. The first building that we opened is at Lafayette and Grand here in Manhattan. We opened 170 offices over the course of 8 months last year in 2010. We built out floor-to-ceiling, glass, fully enclosed, lockable offices that are fully furnished with desk, chair, lamp, filing cabinet, bookshelves. Five floors of offices that have shared amenities, printers, conference rooms, kitchens, restrooms. And the only term that we offer is month to month. So for business owners, new business owners, experienced business owners, anyone who maybe is going through a trying time in their career.
Downsizing.
Someone going through divorce,
okay.
not wanting to make a huge commitment or not at that commitment level of their life, they could go and take an office space where we offer, again, month-to-month fully furnished turnkey office space solutions. Prices range from $650 to $3,000 a month, and there's conference room included, hours-wise, printing included. And it's a great alternative for someone who doesn't want to take a multi-year lease, 10-year lease on something. They can come in, they can expand. We have one-desk offices, six-desk offices, four-desk. You could take multiple offices and really start a company in our office buildings. We're opening another office building right now at 34th and 5th. We just opened 100 offices in the last 8 weeks. 85 of 100 of those are booked.
Wow.
We're opening another 100 over the course of the next 2 months.
So what is your tagline?
My name's Lisa Skye. I'm a managing member with WeWork, where we believe we are one.
Very good. I want to thank you, Lisa, for coming in. It's been a pleasure. It's nice to talk about getting back to work, because that's essentially where we are, not just beginning. Well, obviously, everybody who's going through a divorce needs to get back to work because they don't have as much money as they used to have. Or in my wife's case, she has a lot more money than she used to have. But, you know, basically we all have to go back to work. And I have found that my experience through BNI has been very pleasurable. It's given me the show. It's given me a lot of contacts. It's given me friends.
And confidence.
It's given me more confidence. That's true. And I'm a better public speaker. I mean, I'm a trial lawyer. so I'm used to speaking in front of people. Okay, stay tuned for Tony Martinetti, who's going to be talking about nonprofits. Stay tuned next week. Come back, because I hope to have a major announcement. This has been the Divorce Hour. I am your host, Larry Bloom, on TalkingAlternative.com.
Bomba dida, 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 bomba about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again.